最近在一次这公开的演讲当中
In a public speech recently、
美国的这个副总统彭斯做讲员、
Vice President Pence was the speaker
这个是对一群小孩子讲话
He was speaking to a bunch of children
所以这些孩子们也都很无拘无束哈，就围着副总统的身边
So all these children were surrounding him
那在这个过程当中呢这个、彭斯这个也很激动当时哈。
President Pence was also very kind of like excited.
他动作很大，不小心就碰到旁边一个小男孩。
Without thought, he actually knocked on one of the children.
那这个小孩被打到脸了，他就心里嘀咕说：“你应该向我道歉。”
So when the children was hit in the face, he was thinking in his mind, "Wow, you should apologize to me."
这个副总统也专注在他讲话上面，也没注意这小孩子在那里嘀咕这句话。
But then, Vice President Pence was focusing on his speech, so he didn't really apologize.
他继续讲啊，讲完以后他要走了。
After he finished, he was about to leave.
那个小男孩就拽他的衣襟。
And then that child was kind of poking him.
对他说：“你欠我一个道歉。”
He said, "You owe me an apology."
这时候副总裁才意识到。
And then at that time, Vice President Pence realized.
那他也很谦卑，就向这个孩子道歉。
He was very humble and apologized to him.
整个这个过程呢，就被这个记者记录下来。
And that was all that was recorded on video.
啊，这是他这个动作哈，打到旁边那个穿
白衣服的小男孩。That was his action that knocked on the child.
要走了哈，这小男孩就去拽他的衣服。
And then he was about to leave, and he was just kind of pulling him.
副总统就对他说啊，刚才我不是故意的。
And the vice president said, "Well, I wasn't intentional."
但是我确实打到你了。
I indeed hit you.
请你原谅我。
Please forgive me.
基督的教会就应该是这样。
The Church of Christ should be like that.
在教会里面，我们彼此为兄弟姐妹。
In the church, we're brothers and sisters.
谁家的兄弟姐妹之间没有问题呢？
Which family would not have a problem among the siblings?
我们在基督里面成为一个身体。
In Christ, we become one family.
在哪个身体上牙齿不碰舌头的呢？
Isn't there any family that you would always find that the teeth would be knocking on the tongue?
但是如果一个健康的身体
But a healthy body
一个蒙福的一个家庭
A blessed family
应该随时的对付这样的问题
They need to kind of deal with these issues constantly.
不是视而不见
It's not that they close their eyes.
不是当作这些事情没有发生
It's not to treat those things that never had happened.
也不是把这些事情记在心里记仇
And it's not to accumulate these things in your heart and remember them.
不是积小成大
And so that you don't kind of turn the small into big things.
不是积少成多
Turn the few things into many things.
也不是积年累月
And also not accumulate over the years.
而是随时处理，及时解决
And it's to immediately take care of them.
生气不可犯罪，不要含怒到日落
In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry.
这样才能让神的身体健康。
And then at that time, the body of Christ can be healthy.
这样才能让神的家庭和睦。
And then we will have a harmonious family in the Lord.
耶稣基督吩咐他的门徒。
Jesus told his disciples,
说我实在告诉你们，凡要承受神国的，若不像小孩子，断不能进去。
Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it.
盼望神恩待我们这里的每一位。
May God treat us graciously, every single one of us here.
让我们都回转像小孩子一样。
So that we can all turn around like a little child.
让我们在这里建造一个荣神的一个身体。
That will be a body that glorifies Christ.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
天上的父，谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你在我们当中设立你自己的教会。
You have set up your church among us.
耶稣基督，你亲自来做头。
That Jesus Christ Himself is the head.
你来联络我们。
You are coordinating us.
你来指正我们。
You have also validating us.
你亲自在你的教会当中讲话。
You speak to us personally.
让我们在这里来明白你的心意。
So that we can understand your will.
也照着你的心意去行。
And follow your heart.
请你怜悯我们这里的每一位。
May you have mercy on every single one of us.
让我们不仅能够明白你的旨意
Not only we understand your will.
而且能够体贴你的旨意
So that we can close your heart.
更是顺从你的旨意去行
And also follow your will and do it.
让你在我们当中当得到你当得的荣耀
So that you receive the glory you deserve.
彰显你奇妙的大能
To exemplify your mighty power.
谢谢主听我们的祷告
Thank you Lord for listening to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 最近一段时间我们在查经在讲道也好都是围绕着罗马书
Recently, as we study the Bible or just on sermons, we've been surrounding Romans.
尤其是讲到罗马书第十二章以后
especially after Romans 12,
很多实际的应用的这个教导在我们的当中
many concrete applications.
特别是保罗劝我们当将身体献上当作活祭之后
After telling us to offer our bodies as living sacrifice,
就让我们教导我们在神的教会当中当如何彼此的相待。
And then we talk about how we can treat each other in the family.
神给我们每一个属于他的人都有属灵的恩赐。
Every one of us who belongs to God's family has received spiritual gifts.
我们当如何彼此的配搭的合适。
How do we co-work with one another?
如何彼此联络的适当。
How do we coordinate properly?
如何能够配搭在一起。成为一个健康的身体。
How do we work together as a healthy body?
所以呢，我们今天呢和下面一次呢，会围绕这个属灵的恩赐这个主题呢，来一起来学习。
So today and next week we'll talk about spiritual gifts.
我们今天都读的经文第一句，这个保罗就提醒我们说，弟兄们啊，论到属灵的恩赐，我不愿意你们不明白。
Verse 1 what we read, now about spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant.
关于属灵的事，保罗不希望哥林多教会不明白。
Paul doesn't want the Corinthian church to be ignorant.
因为保罗听说，保罗也收到他们写来的信，知道说，因为他们不明白这些事情呢，造成教会很多的问题。
Because Paul has heard and also heard from them directly that they have created many problems in the church because they were ignorant about spiritual gifts.
哥林多教会里面的恩赐不输别的教会。
Actually, the gifts that are received in Corinthian church is not any lesser than other churches.
各种各样的恩赐都在这个教会里面彰显出。
Many gifts have been given to that church.
但是因为他们不明白关于属灵恩赐的一些的教导，以至于造成里面教会里面的纷争。
But because they were ignorant about the teachings of the spiritual gift that created many problems.
那些有各样恩赐的人，他们去高举恩赐。
For the people who have gifts, they are elevating those gifts.
高举某一种的恩赐。
They elevate a particular kind of gift.
高举那些有恩赐的人。
To elevate those people who have the gifts.
以至于造成彼此分门别类。
And then they have turned into factions.
他们这些人呢是很追求的。
They actually are really seeking people.
大家要知道，当时在哥林多能够在那里信耶稣进入教会，不简单的一件事情。
It's not a simple matter for them to become Christians in Corinth.
他们也真是经历了神的这个重生的大能。
They've also experienced the salvation power of God.
他们也很愿意追求属灵的事。
They also seeking spiritual things.
但是因为他们追求的那个方式，追求的那个方向，不是按照真理的方式和方向。
But yet because the methods and the direction were not according to the truth.
以致带来许多教会的问题。
And that led to many problems in the church.
今天你会发觉，这个时代也是这样。
You will find that this generation is the same.
好多那些在灵恩的事上出问题的，不是不追求的基督徒。
There are actually many charismatic Christians. They're not that they're not Christians.
常常是这些人很渴慕、很追求的。
They actually are great seekers.
哪里有特会，他们都肯花时间去参加的。
Wherever there are meetings, they will spend time to attend.
但是呢，当人不按照真理的方式去追求、去学习的时候。就容易走偏，造成问题。
But yet, when they are not according to the truth, then they will go down the wrong way.
所以保罗一开始讲到属灵恩赐的时候，就提醒他们说：“我不愿意你们不明白。”
So in the beginning, Paul was reminding them, "Do not want you to be ignorant."
双重否定。
A double negative.
是为了一个强调这个肯定的意思。
Is to kind of emphasize the positive.
就是说你们一定要明白。
That means that you have to understand.
进入教会。
To the church,
领受神的恩赐以后
after they receive God's gifts,
我们要照着神的方式来使用我们的恩赐。
We need to use God's ways to use our gifts.
这是当初哥林多教会的问题。
That was the Corinthian church's problem.
也有可能是今天在我们周围所发生的一些问题的根源。
And that also could be the problem, the root of the problem that happens today.
所以我们很看重查经。
We pay a lot of attention to study the Bible.
在马里兰福音教会，我们从一开始就很看重圣经的教导。
In the beginning, MGC put a lot of focus on the Bible teaching.
我们系统的去读圣经的书卷。
Systematically, we go through the books.
仔细的去明白神给我们已经讲明的这些的道理。
In detail, we try to understand God's words.
这是当初他们的偏差。
And that was their deviation.
今天在北美的福音派教会当中。
In the evangelical church in North America,
关于这个属灵的恩赐
about spiritual gifts.
还有另外一种的偏差。
There was another kind of deviation.
这种偏差就是我们看到灵恩派里面那些的混乱。
When we see the chaos in the charismatic church,
看到因为有些人很渴慕追求灵恩的事情，却走偏了路。
When they go deviated as they pursue those,
以至于我们有意的不敢触碰这个问题。
So then intentionally we try not to touch that subject.
这是另外一种的不明白。
That is another kind of not understanding or ignorance.
故意的去远离，故意的去不 touch 这个题目的话，会损失神给教会很大的恩典。
When you intend to try to ignore or not touch the subject, we will miss out on God's mercy and grace.
所以我们最近在查罗马书的时候，我们特别找出22个关于属灵恩赐的问题，我们试着在圣经的真理当中去寻找这些问题的答案。
So as we studied the book of Romans, we found there are 22 questions about spiritual gifts that we are seeking the answers from the Bible.
这22个问题不是覆盖了所有关于属灵恩赐的问题。
These 22 questions are not all comprehensive about everything about spiritual gifts.
但是呢，大部分上我们常遇到的一些问题可能都在里面可以找。
But all the frequent problems that we encounter are contained in those 22.
我们第一个问题就问什么是属灵恩赐。
First question is what is a spiritual gift?
属灵恩赐跟人天然的能力有什么不同？
What is the difference between that and our natural abilities?
这是我们要明白。
That is something we need to understand.
当我们重生得救以后，
After we receive Christ and
receive salvation, 神给了我们三方面的礼物。
There are three gifts that God has given us.
白白赐给我们的，
are freely.
都是他的恩典。
All his grace.
第一个礼物是什么？
What is the first gift?
就是永生啊。
It's eternal life.
因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life.
神白白给我们的。
God has freely given us.
不是因为我们好行为。
Because of good behavior from us.
不是因为我们做得好行得好才得这个东西。
It's not because we've done well then we give that gift.
神把永生做成一个礼物。
God has given us eternal life as a gift.
放在耶稣基督里面。
In Jesus Christ.
人有了神的儿子就有生命。
After you receive his son, then you have that gift.
没有神的儿子就没有生命。
If you don't have his son, you don't have life.
凭着信心接受耶稣基督的人。
Through faith, if you receive Jesus,
就都领受了永生的礼物。
You have received the gift of eternal life.
第二个，我们信了耶稣以后，第二个礼物是什么？
What is the second gift after we receive Christ?
就是神自己啊。
It's God himself.
圣灵啊。
Holy Spirit.
神不仅把我们救脱离罪的刑罚的审判。
Not only he have saved us from the penalty of sin,
脱离神的愤怒永远的刑罚，
escape from the wrath of God,
他还把他自己借着圣灵赐给我们。
He also given us the Holy Spirit.
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不更讲圣灵给求他的人吗？
If you then though you even know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in
heaven? 我们做的最重要的一个祷告是什么？
What is the most important prayer?
认罪悔改信耶稣。
That we need to repent and receive Christ.
祈求神做我们的救。
To ask him to be our savior.
祈求神做我们永远的生命的主嘛。
To ask him to be the Lord of our life forever.
祈求圣灵，耶稣基督进到我们的心中。
To ask the Holy Spirit to come into us.
没有任何的礼物比神自己更完整、更丰富、更宝贵的。
There is no more abundant better gift than God himself.
凡是祈求的
，all who seek
都可以得到。
They will receive.
当我们重生得救的时候
，when we receive eternal life,
圣灵就住进来。
The Holy Spirit will come into us.
第三方面的礼物，
the third gift,
就是因着圣灵进来以后，
after the Holy Spirit has come into us,
他会带给我们属灵的恩赐。
He will give us spiritual gifts.
这个我们要明白，
that we need to understand.
每个重生得救的人，
every single one who
receives the new life, 每个属于耶稣基督的人，
everyone who belongs to Christ,
每个在基督的身体上的做肢体的基督徒，
every single one who is a member of the body,
都有哦，
they have it.
就像你有永生一样。
It's like you have eternal life.
就像你有圣灵一样。
It's like you have eternal Holy Spirit.
你一定也有圣灵所带来的恩赐能力。
You would also have that gift and power from the Holy Spirit.
我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐，所以经上说他升上高天的时候掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。
But to each one of us grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on the high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people.
这是我们要明白的。
That is what we need to understand.
这是我们要知道的。
That's what we have to know.
我们要关心的。
We have to pay attention.
我们要去追求的。
We have to seek.
神救了我们，把我们放在基督的身体里。
God has saved us and put us into the body of Christ.
也把我们相应的肢体应该有的那个功用发挥的那个能力
And also give us the power so that we can function as a member.
当作礼物送给我们每一个人。
As gifts given to every single one of us.
你收到别人的礼物会怎样？
What will you do when you receive gift from others?
啊，很快感恩节、圣诞节要来了。
Thanksgiving and Christmas will come soon.
你收到礼物第一个反应是什么？
What is the first reaction when you receive a gift?
你要收哦。
You have to receive it.
你要接哦。
You have to kind of take
你要打开哦。
You have to open it.
啊，你看到礼物你会很开心。
And then you'll be happy when you see it.
何况是神量身定制给我们每一个人的呢？
And even more so when we receive God's gifts.
今天为什么保罗在哥林多前书里一开始就讲说我们不能不明白？
Why did Paul say in the beginning, I do not want you to be ignorant?
神的仆人跟我们讲说他不愿意我们不明白。
God's servant said that he does not want us to be ignorant.
就是从教会开始两千年过来，这个过程呢，很多的人都不明白的。
Many people in the 2000 years of church history did not understand.
其中有一种的不明白就是不关心不了解。
One kind of not understanding is they don't pay attention to it.
收到礼物以后就摆到那个 架子里面就好像作为一个观赏的一个东西
And then when they give the gift they would just put it onto some cupboard and just
这个礼物有些人从来没有打开过
Some people never open it
从来不知道里面的那个宝贝那个恩典是什么
They never know that precious thing that is inside
所以我们最近的查经就提醒大家
So recently our Bible study has been reminding us
到底什么是属灵
What is a spiritual gift?
是神给我们的宝贵的礼物。
Is that precious gift that God has given us?
是为我们每一个人量身定制的。
And actually to give us a portion.
我们要快快的去了解，快快去寻求，快快去使用神给我们这个宝贝。
We need to quickly use it.
再一个，这个属灵恩赐跟天然能力有什么不同呢？
What is the difference between a spiritual gift and our natural abilities?
我们当中好多弟兄姐妹在重生得救之前就很喜欢唱歌。
Many brothers and sisters, before you receive Christ, you like to sing.
啊，这个唱卡拉 OK 很隐拙。
They may sing karaoke.
那这就是属灵恩赐。
That is a spiritual gift.
有些人在信主之前就很会讲话。
A lot of people know how to talk before they receive Christ.
做老师，做教授。
They may be professors or teachers.
那这跟我们所讲的属灵恩赐有什么不同？
So what is the difference between that and spiritual gifts?
这属灵恩赐分成两类。
There are two kinds of spiritual gifts.
一类是在你信主之前，神就开始预备你的。
There are this kind that God has prepared even before you receive Christ.
保罗很有传福音讲道的恩赐。
Paul has this ability to preach.
其实神从他出生，后来接受教育，在他信主之前早就预备他了。
God has prepared him since he was given birth and before he received Christ.
他讲话的那个能力。
His ability to speak,
他很严谨的逻辑思维的能力
very tight logical thinking
显然不是他信主以后神突然给他
evidently was not God given to him after he received Christ
就像我们在座的每一个弟兄姐妹一样
It's like every single brother and sister here
其实我们在信主之前神早已经给赐给我们一些的能力恩赐在预备我们
God has given us gifts even before we receive Christ.
但这一种天然的能力必须要经过生命的重整之后才能为神所使用的。
But that natural ability has to be adjusted by God's power after you receive it.
因为属灵的恩赐是为圣灵所使用的。
Because a spiritual gift is used by the Spirit.
属灵恩赐使用的时候你那个动机出发点是要为了荣耀神的。
When you do exercise that gift, you are trying to glorify God.
有些人很会唱歌，他可以开音乐会。
Some people like to sing and they can sing a lot and they can have a concert.
他可以成为他的职业，可以成为他的谋生的手段。
It can become his profession.
当他用这些能力的时候，不是为了荣耀上帝的名，这不能称为属灵的恩赐。
When he used a gift, he was not doing it for God, so you cannot call it a spiritual gift.
这一类的能力恩赐必须在我们重生得救之后。
All those things have to be after we receive Christ.
我们这个人的生命被改变了。
When our life is changed.
我们的价值观念，我们的这些的概念被更新了。
Our value system has been renewed.
我们知道一切的事情，好的东西都是从神那里来。
We know that all good things come from God.
也是为神所使用的。
Is to be used by God.
我们心甘情愿，愿意把自己首先把自己这个人身体当做活祭献给上帝。
Willingly we give our bodies as living sacrifice.
然后使用我们这些的能力恩赐呢
？And then we use those gifts
来建造彼此
，to build one another.
来使神的身体教会得到益处，得到成长。
So that God's body will be benefited.
用在这样的事情，而且是为了神的荣耀去做的。
and a source of to glorify God.
这一种的能力才能被称为属灵的恩赐。
And those abilities can be called spiritual gifts.
当然第二类是很奇妙的哈，神在人信主之后把一些特别的能力恩赐加给这个人。
And second kind is after you receive Christ, God miraculously give you a special ability.
我们都唱过这个最知心的朋友。
The God is my best friend.
写这首诗歌的这个小敏姊妹从来没有上过音乐学院。
The author of that song has never gone to any music school.
中学都没有毕业。
She has not even graduated from secondary school.
这是神给她特别的一种的恩赐。
That is some special gift that God has given her.
信主之后，哎。连歌词带曲调一下都唱出来。
So after she received Christ, somehow that song and all the words came out.
唱了一首，唱第二首。
After one song, and then the
到现在唱了几千首。
Now she has a few thousand songs.
那些懂音乐的人就帮她记录。
And all those people who know music would record it for her.
就成了迦南诗卷。
And then that becomes the songbook.
这叫属灵的恩赐。
That is the spiritual gift.
所以这些事情我们要明白。
Those things we need to understand. We need to know.
我们不要糊里糊涂地做基督徒。
We shouldn't be kind of like an ignorant Christian.
不能浪费神已经给我们的这些的恩典。
That we should not waste the gift that God has given us.
那在这里特别提醒大家，关于属灵恩赐哈，我这里有些材料摆在前面的桌子上。
I have put some material for spiritual gifts in front.
是我们最近查经的时候帮助大家，你怎么知道你有哪些属灵恩赐啊？
Is that to help us understand what kind of spiritual gifts we have?
一些方法、一些工具你可以使用的。
There are some tools and methods that you can use.
那多印出一份，大家可以拿。
I have a copy of a few that you can take.
有英文的，有中文的。
They're English and they're also Chinese.
但是最鼓励大家的是
，But most importantly, I encourage you.
在小组里面好好跟弟兄姐妹一起查经。
That you should study the Bible well in your small groups.
我们这些每个小组的同工真的是尽心尽力做很多的预备。
Many small group leaders they took a lot of time to prepare.
招住大家，组织大家。
To gather you together.
在带查经之前，他们特别参加这个预查经。
And they also attended the pre-studies.
自己先领受了，然后预备带领大家一起来学习。
After they have received, then they would lead you.
如果你还没有加入到一个查经小组的话
，If you have not joined a small group yet,
鼓励你选一个小组来参加。
I encourage you to pick one and attend.
那这些材料可以用。
You can use that material.
那在尤其是在小组里面，我们有更深入的分享和讨论。
We will have deeper discussions in the small group.
可以让我们更清楚地明白属灵恩赐的道理。
So that we can understand the spiritual gifts even more.
所以这是保罗第一个的提醒，我们要明白。
So the first reminder from Paul, we have to understand.
那具体要明白什么呢？
Then what do you have to understand?
第一件事情保罗就提出来，我们一定要明白信耶稣基督到底是怎么回事。
First of all, he reminds us that what does it mean to believe in Jesus?
这个信耶稣跟我们属灵恩赐的关系是什么？
What is the relationship between accepting Jesus and spiritual gifts?
所以紧接着他说我们要 不愿意我们不明白之后，第二节他就说，你们做外邦人的时候，谁是被牵引受迷惑去服侍那哑巴偶像，这是你们知道的。
And second verse, he said, you know that when you were pagan, somehow or other you were influenced and led astray to mute idols.
这是在哥林多前书保罗讲解这些属灵道理的一贯的方式。
And that is his typical method as he explained in 1 Corinthians.
他首先把他们让他们回想在他们信主之前的那些的习惯。
First, he reminded them of what they were like before they were Christians.
那些过去他们做事的方式。
The previous methods that they did.
因为很多在哥林多教会里出问题的地方，就是他们把过去的行为的方式带到教会里了。
Because the typical problem is that they would take those previous methods and apply now.
在他们不认识这个活神真神之前，他们是服侍哑巴偶像。
Before they worshipped the living God, they were worshipping the mute idols.
在服侍这些哑巴偶像的时候，他们有一些的方式，一些讲话的方式。
There are some methods that they use when they worshipping the mute idols.
保罗提醒说，你们不可以把这些东西带到教会里面来。
He said, "You cannot bring those methods into the church."
所以第三节他接着说，所以我告诉你们，被神的灵感动的，没有说耶稣是可咒诅的；若不是被圣灵感动，也没有能说耶稣是主的。
in verse 3, he said, therefore I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says Jesus be cursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. We need to understand the work of the Holy Spirit. We want to know how to apply God's spiritual gifts. That is the starting point. Under the moving of the Holy Spirit, you need to have a clear understanding of Jesus.
所以保罗在罗马书里讲说，我们要认口里认耶稣为主，心里信神，叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
So that's why Paul was saying that we need to acknowledge Jesus Christ in our heart and in our words.
你到底怎么看待耶稣？
How do you treat Jesus?
被神的灵感动的，没有说耶稣是可咒诅。
So he said that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says Jesus be cursed.
是指耶稣钉十字架。
It's talking about Jesus nail on the cross.
哥林多教会里面很多的这个外邦人。
There are many pagans in the Corinthian church.
当时他们是在罗马帝国的统治之下。
Under the rule of the Roman Empire.
在当时的文化，当时的那个国家当中，崇尚武力，这是罗马人的特点。
In that Roman culture, it was to worship all that mighty power.
谁能做君王？
Who can be king?
谁能做主？
Who can be lord?
谁能这个治理这个国家？
Who can rule this country?
谁有能力，谁厉害嘛？打仗得胜，他就是做主的。Who
will win the wars and they will be the lord?
怎么能够明白被钉十字架，在人看起来是失败的耶稣？
So how do people understand that the Jesus was nailed on the cross was that victorious?
能够认出这样的耶稣不是被咒诅的。
To understand that that Lord is not being cursed.
而是可以口里称他为主的。
It's actually, you can call him Lord.
若不是圣灵感动人，没有人会做到这一点。
Nobody can do it except by the Holy Spirit.
罗马人会看钉十字架的耶稣是一个软弱的耶稣。
The Romans would look at the Jesus who was nailed on the cross is a weak Jesus.
被定罪的耶稣。
Is one who is convicted.
是被人钉死的耶稣。
Is somebody who is nailed and died.
是一个被咒诅的嘛。
Somebody to be cursed.
不可能称这样的耶稣为主的。
Cannot call that someone to be the Lord.
犹太人也是。
Same for the Jews.
犹太人更厉害。
Even worse for the Jews.
犹太人有他们的经典旧约圣经作为依据的。
They actually have the Bible that they can quote.
这是加拉太书保罗引用旧约的经文说，凡挂在木头上的，都是被咒诅的呀。In
Galatians 3, it says, "Cursed is everyone who is hung on a pole."
这个经文是从《生命记》出来的。And
this is from Deuteronomy.
21:22-23.
是讲到那些犯罪的罪犯。It's talking about those people who have offenses.
被律法定罪的那些犯人。
Those who are kind of convicted by the law.
人若犯了该死的罪,
if somebody is guilty of a capital offense,
被治死了,
is put to death,
你讲他挂在木头上,
and the body is exposed on the pole,
他的尸首不可留在木头上过夜,
you must not leave the body hanging on the pole overnight.
要当日将他埋葬,
be sure to bury it that same day.
免得污秽了耶和华你神所赐你的为业的之地。
Because anyone, you must not desecrate the land the Lord your God has given you.
因为被挂的人是在神面前受咒诅的。
Because anyone who is hung on a pole is under God's curse.
所以这是很多的犹太人没有办法信耶稣的缘故。
And that's the reason why many Jews cannot believe in Jesus.
很多人听耶稣说，他先称自己是基督。
Many people heard Jesus say he is the Christ.
很多人信耶稣是基督，是人的救主。
Many people believe that Jesus is the Christ. But when they saw that Jesus was hung on the cross, when this person who is supposed to be Christ was hung on the cross,
他们说你下来呀，你下来能救自己,
he said, you come down, if you can come down, then I'll believe in you. Because they have saying it according to the Bible. Because anyone who is hung on a pole is under God's curse. When Jesus was performing miracles,
哇，好多的人跟他，这不是什么稀奇的事情。
Many people follow him, and that's not unexpected.
当他五饼二鱼喂饱5000人的时候，很多人追随他，这没有什么奇怪的事情。
And when he fed 5,000 with 2 fish and 5 loaves, that was not something to be excited.
什么时候人才能够真正的被圣灵感动，重生得救？
Anytime when people was moved by the Holy Spirit and received eternal life.
什么时候你才知道说这个圣灵在这个人心中在做工呢？
So, and that time you know that the Holy Spirit is working in him.
就是当看到耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候。
And so when he saw that Jesus was hung on the cross,
可能当时不明白,
maybe he did not understand.
但圣灵的工作临到这个人的时候,
but when the work of the Holy Spirit come upon that person,
他突然明白了,
he suddenly understood.
是耶稣被挂在十字架是被咒诅了。
He was hung on the cross and he is to be cursed.
但是是为我被咒诅的。
But he was to be cursed because of me.
是为你我被咒诅的。
Because of you and me.
是因着我的罪他上了十字架。
Because of my sins he was hung on the cross.
是他替代了我的地位。
He substituted for me.
这是为什么保罗说你只要口里认耶稣为主，认这个被看起来好像是被咒诅的，被钉十字架的耶稣为主的时候，圣灵的工作才临到你。
That's why Paul said, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord, then the work of the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
圣灵感动我们就可以称耶稣为主。
The Holy Spirit move us so that we can declare with our mouth Jesus is Lord.
保罗以前很有学问。
Paul was very educated.
但是保罗不明白这个道理。
But Paul did not understand.
但是当他在大马去那个大马士革路上遇到复活的耶稣之后，
when he encountered the Lord Jesus on the road to Damascus,
当圣灵的工作临到他的时候，
when the work of the Holy Spirit came upon him,
他明白了他从前逼迫的那个耶稣基督，
he realized that Jesus that he persecuted,
他逼迫的那个教会，
the church that he persecuted,
原来就是神自己，
that is indeed God himself.
那个时候他才真正重生得救。
And at that time, he truly was saved and received.
那个时候，他以前所用的这个口才啊、能力啊、那个热情呢，才真正的能够转化成属灵的恩赐。
All the natural abilities and zeal that he had, then now he can turn around and use by God.
他才能够真正成为上帝的仆人。
Then truly, then can he become God's servant?
属灵恩赐的道理从哪里开始？
Where does the teaching of the spiritual gifts start?
认定耶稣是基督，耶稣是主开始的。
It started with we acknowledging that Jesus is Lord.
因为这个显明圣灵在人身上的工作。
Because that exemplified the work of the Holy Spirit in us.
在圣灵的引导下，让我们明白我们这些恩赐能力都是为荣耀神而使用的。
Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we realize that all these gifts to exemplify and glorify God.
我们的智慧才能不仅是给我们用来在世上维生、日上谋生的。
It's not to be used so that we can earn a living on earth.
不只是我们很会讲话，在世上可以做很好的生意的。
It's not so that we can have good business because of our ability to speak.
而是做一件更超越的事情。
It's to do a superior thing.
跟永恒相关的事情。
To be related to eternity.
才知道说我们不要浪费我们的恩赐能力和恩典。
So that we won't waste away our abilities and spiritual gifts.
要好好的为主来使用。
To be used by God.
为他而发挥我们的恩赐。
And then to use all our gifts for him.
我们第一个要明白耶稣是谁。
First, we need to understand who Jesus is.
第二个我们不能不明白的就是关于教会是什么。
Second, we need to understand what the church is.
教会是基督在地上的身体啊。
The church is the body of Christ on earth.
这是在哥林多前书后面的经文哈，十二章十二节讲。
And that's in First Corinthians 12:12.
他说，就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体。
Just as a body, though one has many parts.
而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。
But although its many parts form one body,
然后接下来他讲一句话，基督也是这样。
So it is with Christ.
他讲身体。
He talked about body.
讲肢体。
He talked about members.
然后他们又讲说，教会就是这样。
And he didn't say that the church is like that.
他就说身体肢体，然后说基督就是这样。
He said that so it is with Christ.
因为基督的身体就是教会。
Because Christ's body is the church.
当基督在地上的时候。
When Jesus was on earth,
33年
33 years,
他这个人在地上走动
he was moving around,
他走到哪里
wherever he went,
人可以看到他的身体
people can see his body,
人就可以见到他的神的荣耀
God can see, people can see God's glory,
从来没有人见过神
nobody has seen God,
唯有在父怀中的独生子将他显明出来
only through the Son of God that he was exemplified,
你知道吗教会今天就是基督的身体
you know that Christ is God's body today,
基督没有在地上行走
Jesus didn't walk on earth.
但基督的身体是在这里啊。
But Jesus' body is here.
是你是我在地上代表基督在这里行走。
Is you and I representing Christ walking around on earth.
当你在家里面替基督讲话的时候。
When you are speaking for Christ in your home.
替基督来服侍别人的时候。
When you are serving others because of Christ.
基督就在你家里了。
Jesus is your home.
当我们在社区里，当我们在工作的地方，当我们遇见任何的人，当我们本着神给我们的恩赐能力来彰显神荣耀的时候，人就看到基督的荣耀。
When we exemplify God's glory in our community or in our work, Christ is with us there.
教会就是在今天在地上行走的基督的身体。
So the church is the body of Christ walking around on earth today.
所以接下来保罗就解释了哈，恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位。
Same Spirit, the same God, same Lord and same God.
执事也有分别，主却是一位。
Even though we have different kinds of service, but the same Lord.
功用也有分别，神却是一位。
With different kinds of working, but the same God.
在众人里面运行一切的事。
And working in all of them, in all men.
这里讲恩赐，讲执事，讲功用。
Here we talk about gifts, service, and working.
这都是在讲教会哦。
We talk about the church.
神把圣灵的恩赐给我们这些做肢体的。
God has given us gifts to all members of His body.
什么是执事？
What is service?
我们很快要长选这个长老执事了哈。
We are going to elect deacons and elders soon.
那这里这个执事不仅限于在教会里面做执事这个 title 的人。
So that's not just limited to those people who are called deacons in the church.
执事也有分别。
There are different kinds of service.
在教会里面有各种各样的服事的岗位和机会。
There are many, many opportunities in the church to serve him.
有些人不是带着这个执事这个 title 的。
Somebody may not have a title of a deacon.
我们可能是做小组长的。
Maybe we are small group leaders.
我们可能是做 usher 的。
Maybe we're ushers.
我们可能是带诗歌的。
Maybe we're the praise team.
神把我们摆在那个服事的岗位上，那个就是我们的执事。
But God has put us in that position. That is our service.
有各种各样的执事是主在这里做主的时候，他亲自选立分派的。
But it's really God who has been sending out different of us to do different services.
当我们在我们服事的岗位上
in our positions,
发挥圣灵给我们的恩赐能力的时候
as we use God's gifts,
那个功用就出来了。
Then all the workings come out.
什么是功用？
What is a working?
功用是带出来的那个服事的果效。
Is to talk about the fruit of that work, that service.
是建造人的那种的结果能够显露出来。
So that the result of building somebody up can be shown.
当我们尽心尽力的使用我们的恩赐。
As we use the different gifts.
忠心的来站在我们的职位服事的岗位上的时候。
As we faithfully stand in our position of service.
是神在那里发挥功用。
It's really God showing his work.
我们一次的主日崇拜。
Worship service.
好多的恩赐在发挥使用哈。
Many gifts were used.
各司其职哈。
Everybody doing their own position.
在这样的聚会当中，哎，神在这里做工啊。
God is working in this service.
有人得安慰。
Somebody are comforted.
有人被鼓励。
Somebody encouraged.
有人的信心被建造。
Somebody's faith is built up.
有人的灵魂被苏醒过来。
Somebody's soul is waking up.
这些都不是我们能够预计的。
This is not what we can expect.
但是当我们忠心服事的时候，神在这里发挥功用。
But as we faithfully serve, God will use us.
这是在讲教会。
This is talking about church.
一个圣灵。
One spirit.
一个主。
One Lord.
一个父神。
One God.
在我们当中。
In our midst.
来运行，来实现，还要做成的工作。
To move and to show us His work.
哦。神的教会是神充充满满运行的地方。
The church is where God showed himself abundantly.
神的教会是神充满的地方。
What kind of church is used of filled by God?
这是以弗所书第一章二十三节告诉我们。
Ephesians 1 tells us.
教会是他的身体。
The church is his body.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
Is filled by the one who fills the universe.
当我们这样看待我们的教会的时候，
As we look at the church that way.
当我们像保罗这样看待基督的身体来看待我们自己的教会的时候，
As like Paul, we look at our church as Christ's body.
我们才知道怎么好好的使用我们的恩赐和能力。
Then we can know how to use our gifts well.
不会只是把我们做其他事情剩下的时间再给神。
So that we won't be just spending the time, whatever is left over time, for God.
不是我把其他所有的活动事情都安排好以后，我再来教会来服侍上帝。
It's not like I did all my other activities and then I can come to church for the little time I have left.
保罗以前也不认识教会。
Paul was not in the church before.
保罗以前甚至是逼迫教会的人。
Paul was persecuting the church.
但他重生得救之后。
But when he was born again,
当他明白了这教会是神充满万有者所充满的那一个的时候，
when he realized the church was filled by the God that filled the entire universe,
从此以后他就专心做这一件事情。
And from then on, he was focused on the church.
无论在哪里，
wherever he was,
在安提阿也好，
where he was in Antioch,
在小亚细亚也好，
or in Asia Minor,
在欧洲也好，
in Europe,
他去到的地方就是建立教会。
Wherever he went, he tried to build up the church.
他离开了，就吩咐当地的人设立长老，建立教会。
Whenever he leaves, he would tell the people to set up the church and set up the elders.
他吩咐跟随他的提摩太、提多在各地要建立教会。
He reminded Timothy that he needs to build up churches everywhere.
教会在保罗的心头是一个非常重要的地方。
And the church has a very important place in Paul's heart.
当他关心的教会出了问题的时候。
When the churches that he paid attention to had problems,
无论在哪里，他要写信过去帮助他们纠正错误。
Wherever he was, he would write them letters to try to correct their problems.
即使他自己关在监牢里，他也要写信给他们，告诉他们该怎样去做才是建立好的教会。
Even though he was shut away in prison, he would still remind them how to build up the church.
因为他知道，在教会里面是神的能力得释放的地方。
You know that the church is the place where God's power is released.
最近出现一个新的这个科技，不知道大家听说没？叫量子计算机。
And there is a new thing that's quantum computing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 我是不大懂，只是听说而已。
I don't quite understand. I heard about it.
但听起来很神奇。
Sounds kind of miraculous.
好像就在上几个月，这个Google 这个公司呢做了一个实验。
The company Google has done an experiment.
他们人为的设置一个很难的问题，计算问题。
They set up a very difficult computing problem.
他用他们设计的这个量子计算机，用了200秒计算出结果。
Using quantum computing, they got the answer in 200 seconds.
但是呢，同样的问题，如果用现在最先进的超级计算机的话，要花10000年才能计算出。
But if you use a regular supercomputer, that you would spend 10,000 years.
一听你就知道，这不是在一个数量级上的事情。
You know that it's not in the quantity there.
教会不同于地上的公司、机构、学校。
The church is different from an ordinary organization.
他们不是在一个数量级上的。
It's not a different quantity.
唯有在教会里面是神的灵充满的地方。
Only the church is filled by God's Holy Spirit.
创造宇宙万物、充满宇宙万物的这位神掌权的地方。
Is the one who is governed by the God who fills the entire universe and created it.
当神的能力不受拦阻，在他自己的教会里面被释放出来的时候，
when God's power was used in church without hindrance,
成就的是超自然的事情。
And then things that can be accomplished
is 是任何的能力、任何的这个势力没有办法成就的事情。
Even though there are things that cannot accomplish by human beings,
弟兄姐妹，我们要明白。
We have to understand, brothers and sisters.
明白教会。是神居住使用的。
We need to know that the church is where God lives.
我们要明白基督。
We need to understand Christ.
我们要了解教会。
We need to understand the church.
第三个，我们要明白我们在其中的位置。
We also need to understand our position in it.
我们要明白我们自己在这个肢体当中的位置。
We need to understand where we are in the body.
我们要明白在你身边的弟兄姐妹那个位置和重要性在哪。
We need to understand the position of the brothers and sisters surrounding us and the importance.
所以第七节说，圣灵显在个人身上，是叫人得益处。
In verse 7, now the each of the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good.
什么是圣灵属灵恩赐？
What is a spiritual gift?
是圣灵开始显在你的身上的结果。
It is the result of what the Holy Spirit has manifested on us.
是你当明白了。
So now you understand.
了解了。
You understood.
也领受了圣灵的礼物。
You have received the gift of Holy Spirit.
这是从圣灵而来的能力和恩赐的时候。
But that gift and power from the Holy Spirit.
你也了解，你也顺从。
You have understood and you follow.
你也忠心地用在神的家的建造上面。
You have faithfully used it for the building up of the church.
这是圣灵显在你身上的结果。
And that is the result of the manifestation.
显出来是要干什么呢？
Well, what to what purpose?
叫人得益处。
For the common good.
让这个整个的身体得益处。
So the whole body will be benefited.
是让我们能够在神的肢体的建造上能够有益处。
So that we can all be partaking in the building up of the body.
罗马书十二章讲到恩赐的时候。
When Romans 12 was talking about spiritual gifts,
让我们所得的恩赐各有不同。
We have different gifts.
或说预言的就当照着信心的程度说预言。
If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith.
说预言的。
Those prophesy.
按照神的话语启示来讲道的。
According to God's words and preach.
做先知讲道的。
To be a prophet and to preach.
弟兄姐妹，你知道你可以做先知吗？
Do you know, brothers and sisters, that you can be a prophet?
弟兄姐妹，你知道每一个重生得救的基督徒在神的面前都可以做先知吗？
Do you know that every single born again Christian can be a prophet in front of God?
当你对一个没有听过福音的人，
When you are talking to an unbeliever,
你告诉他说信耶稣得永生，你就是在行使先知的职分。
When you tell him that you receive eternal life, you believe in Jesus, then you are a prophet.
当你凭着信心领受了神的话语。
When you receive God's words by faith,
你知道这位钉十字架的耶稣基督，死而复活的耶稣基督，将来还会再来。
You know that this Jesus who was nailed on the cross will come again.
你凭着信心告诉那些不知道的人说，耶稣还会再来哦。
By faith, you tell those people who will not believe that he will come again.
我们在守圣餐的时候，其中有一个功效，就告诉所有的人，我们在这里等候基督的再来。
When we are gathering for communion, we're telling everybody we're waiting for his return.
当你凭着信心这样讲的时候，
through faith when you said that,
这样传递的时候，
when you preach that,
你在那个人的面前就是神的先知。
In front of that person, you are God's prophet.
当你说将来所有的人都来到神的台前接受审判，
you tell other people that you would all be in front of God's judgment seat.
信主的人会在基督的台前接受审判。
Those who believe will be in front of Jesus' judgment seat.
不信主的人会来到白色大宝座的面前接受审判。
And those who don't believe will receive the judgment in front of the great white throne.
当你在这个世界上讲述这样的信心，信息，凭着信心去传递这样的信息的时候，
When by faith you preach that message,
你就是在做先知讲道。
You are a prophet.
这个世界上还有许许多多人没有听过，不知道。
There are many people on earth still have not heard the gospel.
我们需要今天的教会来忠心的凭着信心就传递这些神启示的话语。
We need the church to be faithfully preaching God's word.
或做执事的就专一执事。
If there are those deacons that they have been faithful.
或做教导的就专一教导。
Teaching then teach.
或做劝话的就当专一劝话。
And if it is to encourage then give encouragement.
执事、教导、劝化，这都是属灵的恩赐。
All those things about serving, about encouraging and teaching, they're spiritual gifts.
你去读中文那个专一，三个专一底下是点点点的。
When they say kind of then or focus, and there's kind of these dot dot dot.
你看中文圣经底下有点点点的意思，是说这个是为了翻译的通顺，翻译者加上去的。
Added for the sake of to make it more smooth for translation purposes.
所以你读英文就没有嘛，
You don't really see it in English.
执事的话就执事。
Serving then serve.
你要讲道的话，教导的话就教导。
Teaching then teach.
你要劝化的话就劝化。
Encourage then give encouragement.
那意思就是说，你有了就用嘛。
Then it means that if you have it, use it.
神已经给你了，你也知道了，你就发挥嘛。
God has given it and you know, then use it.
从神而来的。
For those who are born again,
不用神会收回去的。
If you don't use it, God will take it back.
当你知道明白的时候，就好好的在神的家里面去使用，去建造别人。
If you know it and you have received it, then you need to use it in God's church.
使别人得益处。
So that others will be benefited.
施舍的就当诚实。
Giving then give generously.
你领受神物质上的丰富，
When you receive material wealth from God,
带着一个感恩的心，诚诚实实的心去奉献，
and honestly and gratefully you give,
你从神那里领受的丰丰富的金钱的这个赐福，
you have received abundantly from God in material,
替神在地上去分配，
and you need to distribute it for God.
你看到这个人有经济上的需要，
When you see this person has need financially,
就诚诚实实的去帮助他。
Honestly, go help that person.
你看到教会的施工的需要，你就诚诚实实的为神把它摆上了。
When you see the needs of the work of in the church, then you need to give faithfully.
去施舍的，奉献金钱的，就诚诚实实的坐在神的面前。
So when you need to give, you give honestly and generously.
你帮助那个有需要的人，不是让他就听你的。
When you help that person, it's not to get that person to listen to you.
不是你在教会里面奉献很多的金钱，你就要在这里说了算的。
It's not that because you give a lot of money, then you kind of have to count on it.
诚诚实实的坐在主的身上。
You need to do it honestly for the Lord.
治理的就当殷勤。
For those to lead, do it diligently.
教会里面需要 leader, 治理的。
The church needs leaders.
治理的人做带领的人要费心费力的。
Those people who are leaders have to pay a lot of attention.
要想在前面。
They have to think ahead.
想得周到。
They have to think comprehensively.
做很多的筹划。
Many planning.
别人不一定知道的。
Other people may not know.
但是你要殷勤的去做。
But you need to do it diligently.
要让神得喜悦。
So that God will be pleased.
怜悯人的就当甘心。
To show mercy, do it cheerfully.
我们当中有很多有怜悯人恩赐的弟兄姐妹。
There are many who are showing mercy among us.
他对别人的需要特别的敏感。
They need to be sensitive towards the people around them.
他很容易就 relay, 就能够体贴到别人的难处。
So that they can understand other people's difficulties.
他常常会打电话关心别人。
So that they can call them.
常常做饭送去关心别人。
They can make meals and deliver.
那这样做的弟兄姐妹有一个提醒，你要甘心乐意去做。
This is a reminder here that you need to do it cheerfully.
我做来做去说打电话怎么就我一个人？
How come I'm only one calling?
他已经这么难了，为什么只有我看见，你们都没看见呢？
He has that difficulty. How come only I see it and you guys don't?
为什么我感受到你们都感受不到呢？
How come I sense it and you don't?
因为你有这个恩赐。
Because you have that gift.
这是神给你的。
God has given it.
这是神在教会里面特别。分配的一种的恩赐。
That is a special gift that God has apportioned.
别人可能有别人的恩赐。
Other people have other gifts.
别人的看见可能跟你的看见不同。
They may see it differently from you.
可能你的感知就是超过别人的。
Maybe your feelings are exceeding others.
就甘心乐意的，靠着神的恩典去行使你的恩赐。
According to God's faith, then do it cheerfully.
这是我们要明白的。
This is what we need to understand.
所以当我们学习属灵恩赐这个题目，
When we learn about spiritual gifts,
学习在教会里面运用属灵的恩赐的时候，
As we learn how to exercise God's gifts,
我们首先要明白，
We need to first understand,
耶稣是基督，
Jesus Christ is Lord.
我们做的一件事情都是为了他，
We do it all for him.
第二个，我们要明白教会是基督的身体，
Second, we need to understand that church is Christ's
body. 何等荣耀的一个身体在地上。
A glorious body on earth.
能够在这里服侍是我们的恩典、恩赐和机会。
It is our opportunity and glory that we can serve him here.
我们这个小小的人、有限的人。
Our small, limited person.
蒙神恩典从罪恶当中被拯救出来的人。
That we receive God's grace that we escape.
竟然能够做一些的事情。
That we can do even something.
竟然能够奉献一些的金钱。
That we can offer money.
竟然能够花我们的时间能够在永恒的事情上有份
that we can do spend our time for the sake of eternity
在教会
in the church
这是何等的荣耀
what a wonderful blessing
第三个我们要明白怎么看待自己看待别人
thirdly how should we treat ourselves and treat others
世上的人是把周围的人当作工具来使
People who treat other people as tools.
在神的家里不是这样。
But it's not like so in the church.
身边的人是你服侍的对象。
The people around you are the one that you are serving.
是你爱的对象。
It's the object of your love.
你所做的事情，神给你这些恩赐能力是让他得益处的。
When you use God's gift, it's so that to benefit them.
被鼓励。
To encourage.
被建造起来。
To build up.
不要彼此结仇。
So that we should not become enemies.
要快快地把我们中间这些拦阻的东西都除掉。
To remove any hindrance among us.
当我们这样去做的时候。
When we do that.
当基督身体的各部分能够配搭的合适，运行的合适的时候。
When all the body parts can coordinate well.
神那个奇妙的作为。
God's miraculous working will be exemplifying us.
这个人大家都不陌生哦。
We probably would know this person.
波尔特啊。
Usain Bolt.
他的外号叫这个闪电波尔特。
His nickname is Lightning Bolt.
这是2009年他设下的这个百米世界纪录。
He set up this world record in 2009.
在柏林跑了9秒58。
9.58 seconds for 100 meters.
十年过去了，没人打破。
Nobody has broken the record in 10 years. Very, very, very fast.
一米九六高。
And 1.96 tall.
他跑百米四十一步就跑完了。
And 41 steps and he will finish the 100 meters.
虽然他起跑比别人慢。
Even though he may start it slower than others.
但到最后真的像闪电一样，别人只能看他的背影。
In the end, he's truly like a lightning bolt, and others can just see his back.
这是今年新设立的这个世界纪录。
This is a new record for today.
这个人不是跑百米。
This is not a 100 meter race.
他是跑马拉松的。
This is a marathon.
肯尼亚人。
Kenyan.
世界上从来没有人跑马拉松，26公里多，跑近两个小时。
Nobody can finish this marathon 26 kilometers.
他跑了一小时五十九分四十秒。
He finished it in 1 hour 59 minutes and 40 seconds.
人类历史上第一个人跑进两个小时跑马拉松。
The first person to finish it under 2 hours.
但是因为这次是特别为他预备的。
But that was a special race for him.
没有别人跟他跑全程。
There are no other competitors.
那后面这些运动员都是陪跑的。
All those people behind him are just kind of like accompanying him.
陪他跑一段，然后再换一波人再陪他跑。
Just would follow him with one group and then another group.
所以这个记录呢，还不是正式的马拉松世界纪录。
So that's why it's not an official marathon record.
但是吉尼斯已经认同了。
Oh, okay, the Guinness Book of has recognized that.
所以我们很期待他下一次在跑马拉松出现的时候，有可能。创造新的纪录。
So the next official marathon, that may be the world record.
我们这个身体是神创造的。
Our body was created by God.
里面的潜能是超过人的想象。
The hidden power in us is really beyond our imagination.
一个健康的身体，一个正常运行的身体。
A healthy and properly coordinated body.
百米能够跑出九秒五八。
They can finish 100 meters in 9.58 seconds.
跑马拉松可以跑进两个小时。
And then to finish a marathon in less than 2 hours.
这些都是我们难以想象的事情。
These are the things that we cannot imagine.
基督的身体也是这样。
Jesus' body is also like that.
在你我当中。
In you and I.
在我们的教会里面。
In our church.
有神的同在的教会的地方。
In the church where God is present.
可以说那个潜能、属性。
That we have the unlimited hidden power.
盼望我们能够顺从这个身体这个头的带领
Maybe be obedient to the head of the body
学习使用属灵恩赐的道理
Learn the way to use our spiritual gifts
保持彼此的和睦和好的关系
To keep our harmonious relationship among us
让基督在我们当中得荣耀
So that Jesus will be glorified among us
那一起唱一首回应的诗歌
We'll have a song of response
软弱的刚强
The weak will be strong.